7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hey.
It is 5:37. Man, I cannot believe I was almost late for work after having left the house at 3:50.
That's quite a journey.
Yeah, I got caught in an accident. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know.
You feel fortunate it's not
you. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm having a better day than whoever that was. But there was an accident that shut down 64 pretty much between, just after, I don't know, just after Grinstead on the, between Grinstead and Cannon's Lane, right around mile marker 11 there.
Typically when it shuts down the road that long, it's really not good.
Yeah, no, it's not good. But yeah, I was caught in that. And
hopes and prayers.
When it always amazes me, like people who think they can get around it, who are sitting there on the freeway. I mean, we're all just stopped there on 64, which it started going at about 5:20. So I was able to make it to the show just like barely. But
Kelly K style.
Right. So we're all just sitting there. But then there are people who think that they can, like, the rules don't apply to them necessarily, sure. and they try to drive on the right breakdown lane. So there's the left lane,
sure,
the right lane of the actual freeway, the two-lane freeway,
now,
it's I-64. But then there's the breakdown lane that has the rumble strips on the right. And so then there's people who think that they can drive down that.
Well,
and
that's
they can,
for me in these situations.
They can bypass all this.
Yeah. So you were past a point where you could try to find a side street.
Yeah, no, I mean, I could have gotten off of Cannons had I known.
Right.
But the way that it is, you know, anybody who knows, you know, driving I-64 right there,
right,
like you come around that curve and you don't see that stop traffic until you're past the point of, oh, I should have gotten off. And that,
exactly.
And that's what it was for me. Like I passed Cannons Lane and I was like, oh, no. No, 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 no. And
yep,
there it was. Yeah. So from about 3:50 to about 5:20, I just sat there on the side of the road, just listening to podcasts. I fell asleep for a little bit.
Oh, great. You took a little nap. Well, that's great. You feel refreshed.
I had the sweats there for a little bit, too, because I was like, I'm going to miss the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to be stuck here, and I'm literally going to be late for the show.
Well, and I was here. I was like, okay, so do you want me to add some more music or what? We could have had a very music-intensive show for a while.
I guess. But nonetheless, we're here. We've got a show. And today, our Setting the Bar, I don't know whether to be impressed or to be disgusted.
Those are always the most fun when they're kind of left up to your own interpretation.
Free therapy on the way. Another opportunity for you to get in on the Glitter Getaway and Throwback Thursday. All happening this morning. All right, guys.
Oh, take a breath. Woo. Take a breath.
Take a deep breath.
We're going to get through.
We'll get through it.
Yeah.
All right. Good morning. It's 5:40. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Today, 50 and clouds. Tomorrow, 55 clouds. Saturday, up to 58. Then Sunday, high of 65. Thunderstorms return to the forecast on Monday. Got a text from Aaron who said, I've never heard anyone call the shoulder of the road the breakdown lane.
Oh.
Have you? Is that what you call it? What do you call it?
Well, I called it the shoulder.
Shoulder?
Yeah.
Did you understand what I was talking about when I said breakdown lane?
Of course.
Huh.
Or am I the only pulled over lane?
Yeah, or
there's that.
Okay. All right. So I'm not the only one who calls it the breakdown lane, right? Have you ever called it the breakdown lane?
Never really called it the breakdown lane.
Okay.
I always call it the shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like if the head were the actual lanes of the highway, then the
let's not
the
try to
side
do that.
Lanes
I don't
the,
know. I
because
the then you could say the arm.
Yeah, you could say
I
the
mean,
arm.
I mean, that technically
that
would be more of an arm.
A little bit more weird, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one says arm of the road.
And then the highway would be like the legs.
What would be the...
I don't know.
What would be the off-ramp?
Well, probably. Like I said, I don't think we need to go down that road,
all right,
so to speak.
Hey, coming up, Set of the Bar, I don't know whether to be impressed or disgusted. That is on the way. Jonas Brothers first. DJX. Don't let me 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker, just ask it to play 99.7 DJX Radio. You can get our podcast. You can also hear us live as well. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without destroying 500 feet of carpet with your own poo, you're doing okay.
Oh, I was really afraid it was going to be something like that.
500 feet.
How?
In Pennsylvania.
I don't think I want to know how much of the poo.
Police say they're looking for a woman.
Really?
Who went number two inside the Zionsville Antique Mall and a pizzeria. And then
wait a second, an antique mall and pizzeria.
Yeah, and then destroyed over 500 feet of carpet.
Oh gosh. So, oh wow. You know what? I don't want this to sound bad, but I expect this kind of story from a man.
Here's my question. Did she scoot like a dog, like on the carpet?
Do we need to ask these kinds of questions?
So here's the thing. She's described as 6 feet tall, gray, shoulder length hair.
Wow.
Blue jacket, pink purse. Left in a red Honda, and police are asking with any information to call the state police.
I'm going to choose to think she was in sort of some, like, intestinal distress to where she couldn't
500 feet.
Control.
500 feet.
Did she eat at the pizzeria?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's investigate that. I don't know.
But you know, if I'm there at the Zionsville Antique Mall and Pizzeria, and I'm looking over, and I see some woman scooting herself on the ground. Is she scooting herself on the ground?
Or is she,
you know, taking samples?
See, we don't know if there's malicious intent behind this act of, do we even call it vandalism?
I would say.
We don't know if it was intentional.
Here's the thing.
Or if she just couldn't handle herself.
Here's the thing. The police would just kindly like to talk to her and ask her those same questions.
I get that. That's fair.
So, yeah. Again, I don't know whether to be impressed or disgusted.
We're not impressed by that. No, we're not.
500 feet is impressive.
No.
That is a lot of ground to cover.
We're going to stay in the land of disgusted.
All right.
That's where we stay.
So, setting the bar, small examples of what not to do if you can somehow manage to make it through the day without destroying 500 feet of carpet with your homemade stuff. You're doing okay.
Really? Homemade? That's really what you're
doing? I mean, it's organic.
Oh gosh. I'm guessing she's probably not going to be welcome back to shop there.
That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, your school supplies authority. More for your classroom, 30% off select items.
Locations Louisville and E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
About an hour away from the Glitter Getaway, another opportunity for you to fly away to California, Universal Studios. That's on the way right around 7. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour, powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city, RaiseFord.com. Andy Steinfeld. He's 71. He's setting records.
Might find it tough to keep up with one 71-year-old Minnetonka man. This is Andy Steinfeld, and he's trying to break the Guinness World Record for his age by holding an abdominal plank position.
Okay.
Oh, wow. How long are we planking?
So Andy decided he was going to plank.
Oh, that's hard.
For a record.
The motivational speaker and extreme senior athlete tells us he recently finished radiation treatment for prostate cancer.
Wow.
To break the plank record, he had to make it past 36 minutes and 58 seconds.
Oh.
Did he do it?
Oh, probably.
And he did it. And he held the plank for a whole 38 minutes. He says he does it to help motivate others to overcome challenges.
Wow.
I can do like 30 seconds.
38 minutes.
That's insane.
Yep. Set the record, 38 minutes, breaking the previous record of 36 minutes and 58 seconds. Andy, 71 years old.
That is so
Guinness
impressive.
Guinness World Record for planking.
He's got abs of steel.
Yes, he does. So there you go.
Wow.
That is your feel good.
How long can you plank?
I don't know. I start to like shake after a little bit, you know? You get kind of the shakes when you start doing that.
Yeah, but I'm asking how long.
I don't know. I haven't done it in a long time.
We should do a video and try.
My 7-year-old daughter used to like challenge me to plank competitions.
Really?
She and her sisters would have plank competitions with each other and see who can do it. And they could probably do it for probably 15 minutes. I mean, they
really?
Yeah, I mean, they're insane.
But I did it once for 11 minutes, but that was
that's
like...
That's insane.
That's impressive.
I was in my peak athleticism in high school, like your girls right now.
I gotta say, I probably can't go over maybe a minute or two. I don't know.
Really? Okay, good. I feel better about my life choices. I'm seriously like 30 seconds, I think. Okay. And then I'm out. I'm tapping out.
All right.
I'm tapping out. I'm like, call for help.
All right, that's Feel Good, powered by Raise 4 there on 99.7 DJX. Ariana Grande. It's DJX.
So sorry, though. I'm sorry that I let you down.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 46 outside today, looking for a high of 50. By Monday, we'll see highs back into the 60s. Actually, Sunday we might get there, too.
Okay, good. Because you know what? Since we're officially in spring, I'm committing to open-toed shoes.
Oh, are you?
Like, even today, with the rain,
yeah?
I was like, I thought about going back in the closet, sneaking in to get the duck boots. But no, I'm like, nope.
No.
Nope. I'm committing. Open toe.
I'm letting these piggies shine.
Yes. They're breathing. I actually have them painted.
That's what I was going to comment on. That means you have to commit to the painting game from now on.
I did for last weekend, and they're still okay. So, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm committing.
Okay, so it's
lazy.
Open-toed shoe season is now upon us.
Yes.
All right, so the Lollapalooza lineup was announced, but they actually had done something with, like, the Kentucky Humane Society version up in Chicago to announce it. They had a bunch of dogs, like, help announce the lineup.
That's kind
of
great.
Yeah.
So it's August 1st through the 4th, Grant Park, Chicago. The poster for it, as is kind of the case now with a lot of these festivals, it's almost like an eye exam because it starts real big, like the headliners, the top, real big font. And then you get all the way down and it's like, I need readers. I need assistance for the eyes to read it. And I don't think she altered the poster to put herself first, but Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Among the headliners, Childish Gambino, 21 Pilots, The Strokes, Tame Impala, Flume, The Chainsmokers, J Balvin. And then you get the third line, Kacey Musgraves thrown in there.
All right.
Lil Wayne, Janelle Monáe, Meek Mill, Hozier. And then it just gets fun with the band names. Like, most of them I've never heard of. Now, I know Fits in the Tantrums. Don't really know their music. Judah and the Lion.
Sure.
But then you go down, you see people like Boombox Cartel.
All right.
Yeah. I like that name. That's kind of fun. Know nothing about them, but that sounds good. There's Ghost Mane. I think I've heard of them. G Flip sounds fun. Whipped Cream.
Yes.
That sounds delicious. Houses?
Oh, yeah. Houses. That's alternative a band. Yeah.
Born Dirty. Yeah, you were. Beach Bunny.
Okay.
Cousin Stitz.
All right, so this is the Lollapalooza lineup.
Yeah, these are just some of the more obscure, very, very small font bands that you'll find. Young Gravy also sounds delicious.
All right.
I'm kind of on board with some of these band names. Bad Child. That sounds like that would make sense for, like,
their parents
rock stars,
are probably proud.
Right? The Pop-Ups. So, yeah, there's just a lot of Just Loud.
All right.
That's very...
I guess it describes him pretty well.
Absolutely. So you can peruse and check out... I mean, there's like a million.
You got it posted, WDGX.com?
Yes, it is up at WDGX.com. We can tweet it out for you, too, if you've missed it.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
There was a full-on limerick written with Craigslist Misconnection.
Yeah, they got really artistic.
Yeah, absolutely. You know... I mean, it is the season of St. Patrick's Day, kind of the ushering out of the winter, ushering into spring, that whole season. But
seemed appropriate.
Yeah, limericks happen. Craigslist Misconnections, 15 minutes. Hang on.
She used to meet me on ice, in the city with a sun on set.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I just had the thought that while I was... I was stuck in traffic for about an hour and 15 minutes just sitting on I-64.
Which is highly unusual at that time of the morning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but the times that we go into work, we don't understand the normal, like, day-to-day workflow commute that you all experience on a day-to-day basis.
There's nobody on the roads.
Yeah, there's no one on the roads. And whenever I hit even a stitch of traffic at, like, 3:50, 4 o'clock in the morning when I'm driving in. I don't know how to deal with
it.
Like, so I don't know how you guys deal with it on a day-to-day basis, just sitting there in traffic. But I was sitting there, just stopped. And I had thought about, like, turning off my car, but I didn't. And maybe I should have, but whatever. And so I'm sitting there stopped on the freeway for, like, an hour.
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I had the thought, what if I had a bathroom emergency?
Oh.
What would I have done?
Oh, gosh.
Now, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, okay. I mean, it's kind of wet. It's dark still.
Yeah.
So I could maybe get out of my car and run over to the side.
Is there like there's kind of like the little ditch on the side. Is there not at that
point? Yeah. I mean, I was trying to remember like the area, I was coming up on the Breckenridge overpass.
Yes.
So I was right there at the Breckenridge overpass. So yeah. On my left was like, kind of the hospital supply stuff. And then on my right were maybe some like apartments or something like that.
It was kind of well lit though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking.
That's the problem.
I had that thought as I'm sitting there going, man, okay. And so I didn't eat or drink anything because I'm like, okay, I normally I'll have maybe like a cup of coffee.
Shut the body down.
But I need to shut the body down because
shut it down.
If I would have had a bathroom emergency.
No, sir.
And I was sitting there for an hour. Like, no. What would I have done?
No. Oh, that would have been hairy.
Yeah. What would I have done?
I don't know.
Can we recognize that nobody else around you was probably going through this brain process?
Well, and you're probably thinking, okay, not much longer. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be right. That's going to start moving any minute now.
Any minute now. And then an hour later, and I'm still sitting there going, I'm going to miss the show.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, wow. What if I have a bathroom emergency?
Well, yeah. And then when you start getting the sweats that you're going to miss the show, then okay. the body reaction to getting those sweats and they get the nerves. And then it's like, oh,
yeah,
that does things to your belly, doesn't it?
Kicks things into overdrive. Now, Kelly, listen to me.
Yeah.
And Kat, listen to me carefully.
Okay.
I started taking inventory of the things in my car.
Did you have napkins? Do you have spare napkins in the glove box?
And so I decided that if it were to come to it,
oh gosh,
if it were to come to an emergency, bathroom emergency situation, and I'm stuck in traffic with a semi in front of me and cars behind me and I couldn't move whatsoever, that I had...
I'm holding up like fingers.
Numbers?
Yes. Which one are we talking
okay,
about?
So,
what's your emergency
all right,
level?
So, is it... If I had to go number one, I had a 33-ounce water bottle. I could have dumped out of my window. It would have just been water,
and I
would have used that for a number one bathroom emergency.
No one would know.
Successfully into it.
I've done it before.
Yes.
So,
absolutely. They can aim. It's fine.
They
as in men folk.
Okay. had it been.
Uh-huh.
A number two bathroom emergency.
Oh, God.
I can't fit in a water bottle.
That's aggressive. Cannot fit in a water bottle.
At that point, I'm taking inventory of my car and the surroundings. And I'm looking around and I'm going, okay, what can I either A, sacrifice, or B,
use? Are you
use?
Looking for a bucket?
And so I decided that I was going to have to sacrifice my lunch, which was two... listen. Which was two slices of pizza that I put in a freezer bag, a gallon Ziploc freezer bag.
So, sir, are you tossing out the pizza and using the bag?
I'm using the zip seal, Ziploc, freezer burn, freezer gallon bag. That's what I have to use, Kelly. That's what I would have to use. And that's what I had resigned in my head to decide if it were to come to this. The lunch is getting sacrificed.
Would you have eaten it on the spot?
I don't know. See, I wasn't.
What do you even do? I don't know.
Were you thinking about the method? Like what position you were going to have to get yourself into to make that happen?
I don't know. I don't even know.
That far?
I mean, would I have opened? Squat. Would I have stayed in my car? I would have had to have stayed in my car.
You had to have. Yes, you were just going to have to.
But I would have had to tuck that little.
You fold the rims over a little bit,
and then make sure that sucker's sealed.
Oh,
make sure it's sealed.
You could be perched on the chair like I am right now.
Do they? I don't know. Maybe I'm tapping into an untapped market if I'm saying, like, do they have, like, roadside emergency potty kits that maybe...
I don't know. Truckers, I'm sure, have to deal with this all the time.
Oh, sure. Well, a lot of those really nice trucks, though, don't they have the bathrooms on board? Anyway, I feel like maybe Amazon, I'm looking at you, because this feels like something that you would sell, like some sort of a... roadside emergency potty
bathroom kit.
Yeah,
I would think.
So I might purchase one of those.
Now, I mean, I've
had to deal with that when my kids were little. Like, I had to hold a bottle for my son.
Oh, yeah,
as we're on the road.
And the aim is horrible.
Oh,
You wind up getting it on yourself.
And listen, I only had like a small water bottle.
No, I know.
It was like where the aim had to be precision.
I feel you. I understand.
Does
like
it exist?
I'm not necessarily my body's not trained with this morning commute traffic that you guys are.
There's a basic bucket emergency kit that looks like it could work.
All right. All right, so there you go.
All right.
Hopefully you guys are having a better start to the morning than we all did.
Thank you for taking us on that little epic mental journey with you.
Yeah. Coming up next, there was poetry, there was limericks.
We'll call it hashtag art.
Art. Craigslist misconnections coming up after Imagine Dragons on DJX.
X, when you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. Okay, Helster. Circle K, Fagenbush. Lovely area.
Yeah, man for woman.
Saw you this morning getting a polar poop, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about you.
Whoa. I feel like that's a typo. They're like polar pops they sell there. Yeah, okay.
You held the door open for me and our eyes locked a few times.
That's sweet.
I'll take that to mean you're interested in me.
Or she's just polite.
You are beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And it looked like you might be married.
Oh, no.
I'll take it that it's an unhappily marriage agreement from the way you undress me with your eyes.
Whoa there, buddy.
That's really presumptive.
You were wearing blue hospital scrubs and they looked amazing on you.
Nice. Really?
You could scrub me anytime.
Oh, God. Don't say that.
Truth bomb, I need a bath because I'm a bit of a roughneck.
Ew!
Tell me the totally awesome rock band that was on my shirt under my Cambo jacket.
The Cambo jacket.
That's a must.
Spelling's not a strong point.
A must for any wardrobe.
Sure.
Cambo jackets.
All right.
It's Craigslist missed connections.
Looking for the St. Patty's Day leprechaun.
Oh.
Woman for man.
Okay.
You let me yank on your beard at Molly's and then commented on my aggressive style.
Wow.
You asked if I felt lucky. And I said, well, that depends on how big your pot of gold was. Oh! Hey, yo!
All right.
Okay. I see you.
Your shirt said, hashtag lucky AF, with a big arrow drawn in what looked like a Sharpie pointing downward.
Right. DIY, I like that.
Crafty.
It was about 4 p.m. and you had started your libation celebration at 8 a.m., so I doubt you remember me at all.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. A long time.
Sure.
Invested some time. But I was super impressed with how smooth you were able to spin, puke, wipe the beard, and rejoin our flirtation without missing a beat.
Wow.
Yes.
It is talent.
Hashtag talent. Hashtag lucky AF. Hashtag beard yanker. Hashtag call me if you remember. And then she wrote a limerick.
Oh, no.
Would you like to hear the limerick?
Yes, please. Yes. Please, please.
There once was a leprechaun from Kentucky whose shirt asked me if I felt lucky.
Oh.
You pukes on your shirt, but continued to flirt.
Yeah.
Do you want to f-
Wow! What a poet!
She's a poet. She didn't even know it.
What a poet. I wasn't expecting that.
I didn't write that.
What a
I did not write that.
What a poet.
I'm just reading it. Don't shoot the messenger. Just think of
I mean, what else do you rhyme lucky with, right?
Rhyme. It's a limited amount of words.
Text from Megan. OMG, I'm dying. These were the most boldest misconnections I've ever heard. Ricky, I'm dying over here. I had to pull over.
Let's just get right to the finish line.
Just right to the finish line. Yeah, yeah.
There it is.
Oh, right my gosh.
There.
All right, so there you go. Again, we hope these people can find one another.
Oh, do we? I don't know. I don't know if that's necessary.
That was a lot of effort to go into that.
It was a lot, though. Yes, she gets at least one date.
This has been Craigslist missed connections.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Florida making the show. A lot of people sent us this link. So you know when that happens.
We got to dive in.
So yeah, Florida making the show coming up here before 7 o'clock. And then Glitter Getaway, an opportunity for you to fly away to California to Universal Studios. Coming up right around 7 o'clock on DJ. DJX. I was talking about how I was stuck in traffic for an hour and 15 minutes this morning on my way into work, and what if I had a bathroom emergency? So got some text messages at 502-571-9970. And listen, I didn't intend for us to go down this path, but all of a sudden now...
You knew it was going to.
We're here where a listener texted in. I was in a three-hour traffic delay on the interstate one day on my way to work. I had a potty emergency.
Uh-oh.
There was literally a median to my left and a fence to my right. Uh-oh. So I had to hang a blanket on the fence for privacy. Squatted on the other side of the fence and blanket. Got out of his car actually and asked if I was okay and needed help.
Oh,
terrified
gosh.
He was going to walk over and see my business. I replied, no thanks.
You shoo him away.
See my business.
Oh, nothing to see here, sir. Thank you.
Hunter texts in and says, well, here's the thing. You pull into the breakdown lane, sacrifice your boxers, and go in the woods. I already said that I had a gallon Ziploc freezer bag of a couple slices of pizza that I was willing to sacrifice it came to that. Another text that said, I had a stand-up potty seat with folding legs that I would travel with my kids that literally you would just hook one of those like Kroger bags onto.
Yeah.
And then my kids would go on it on the side of the road on the way to my grandmother's funeral.
Oh my what do you gosh. Do with the plastic bag full of
Well, you just tie it up. Yeah, for sure.
You tie it up and you look for the nearest garbage bag.
And then I think this is probably the most telling.
Okay.
This is the most telling text message we received.
Uh-oh.
From a listener.
Uh-huh.
You had an hour to sit in traffic and think of show topics, and this is what you came up with? Well, I mean, I'm just telling you what I'm really thinking, you know? I mean, I could come up with some sort of like wacky, like, I don't know.
A genius conversation.
Something, but I'm just telling you, I'm just being real here. I'm just being real.
I think maybe she's saying maybe it's a little too much oversharing. Maybe it's a little.
Hey.
Maybe.
If we're nothing, we're real people.
Like, you struggle with that on your own. Sir.
We're real people.
Struggle with it a lot.
Coming up next, Florida making the show. Courtesy of this, we were tagged in this probably a dozen times.
Yeah.
So, Florida making the show coming up here next on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're streaming the Ben and Kelly Show.com. Smart speaker, just ask it to play 99.7 DJX radio, and you can get us there too. Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show from Twitter account CatMTX tweeted quality show content here, folks.
Thank you.
And tagged us in this post on Twitter from a listener, Swervin' Merv.
Swervin' Merv?
Not a listener, sorry. Just a Twitter user, Swervin' Merv, who said, everybody Google Florida man followed by your birthday. And tell me what you get.
Oh, boy.
So their example, Florida man, August 22nd, is Florida man tries to attack neighbor with tractor. That's the headline that comes up. So
basically, this is the statement that, something happens in Florida out of the ordinary, like every day.
Right. Exactly. So, Kelly, yours is October 12th. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Florida man, October.
Oh, I'm nervous.
12. Florida man shot after refusing shot.
Ocoee police are still trying to track down the man who shot another man at a bar because the victim turned down a drink that the shooter was offering him.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That got aggressive.
So a guy got, that's not good. Accept the drink next time. Is that the lesson?
I guess that's the lesson.
Thank you, sir.
That's the lesson.
Cheers.
Okay. What about mine? Florida man, September 5th. Okay. Florida man caught with nearly 200 illegal lobsters.
A man is facing charges after a traffic stop led to the discovery of nearly 200 illegally harvested lobsters.
What does illegally harvested mean?
I don't know. That's so random.
Okay.
Monroe County deputies say 25-year-old Yordi Escalante Carrillo of Marathon was pulled over because his license was unreadable. Inside his vehicle, they found the lobsters, many of which were undersized.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
That was unexpected during that traffic stop.
What a wild game this is.
That is a fun game.
What's your birthday, Kat?
July 9th.
Yeah, and Okay, let me.
Oh, I found one, but it's not as cool as yours. It says,
It's not as cool. I mean, if we're rating Florida stories on cool factor,
Ben wins, and then Kelly.
Mine says, South Florida man accused of failing to deliver trucks purchased from him under the company name Bimbo Bakeries.
Oh, Bimbo Bakeries.
You know what they make?
Yeah.
They make Intamin's Little Bites muffins.
Yeah, Bimbo Bakeries is. Yeah. But that is a fun name, though.
It is.
Why would you trust to buy a truck from somebody's company that's a bakery company named Bimbo Bakery?
Hey, listen, again, don't throw shade because they make delicious, delicious little tasty
Marissa
snacks.
Tweets and says, August 26th, mine, Florida man arrested by police after demanding cash and donuts from Krispy Kreme. All right.
See, at least that all guy, right. when he was breaking the law, knew all enough right. to be like, yeah. I'm at Krispy Kreme. I need some product.
Okay. Steph tweets us and says, Florida man gets stuck after climbing down 30-foot well for, quote, bragging rights on her birthday, October 31st.
That's my favorite. That's so far. That's winning. And then your lobster is better.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Nikki, I don't know. This can't be real. Nikki says her Florida man, April 12th, Florida man high on drugs. I can't even say this.
You can't say that?
Can
you dance around it?
Feeds parts of his anatomy to an alligator.
Oh, God. I don't think the alligators want to eat that.
I don't think so either.
That's not part of their diet.
All right. Oh, Jamie's wanting us to do hers.
Really? She's just throwing out the birthday?
She's not in a place where she can obviously.
That's right. Safety first.
All right. So April 9th, Jamie. This is the Florida man game recommended to us by several different people.
Can you not talk about that either?
There's that one's deathy. I don't like that one.
Oh, we don't like that one. All right.
So yeah, you can do it yourself. Just put Florida man in your birthday.
And listen, if you get a real fun one, you got to let us know.
Yeah, you can
tweet
us. If
you get a fun one.
At Ben and Kelly Show. Ariana Grande, 99.7, DJX. What is that right there? The glitter, troll glitter spectacular?
That's what it is.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, the relief.
All right.
Vanessa, you're in to win.
Oh, thank you.
You are so welcome. What are you doing?
I'm on my way to work. Just dropped my son off at school.
Oh, very cool.
That's great. You didn't fall down the stairs today, did you?
I did not.
Okay, good.
All right.
Ahead of the game.
You didn't have any roadside bathroom emergencies, did you?
No, I sure did not.
All right, good.
Even better.
Good. Yeah. Sorry, we're just making sure everything is copacetic here. All right.
All right.
Cool. Everything is great.
Vanessa, awesome. You've got yourself tickets to the Little Mermen, which is a cover band of a bunch of Disney songs. That's at the Mercury Ballroom. But you're also in to win that trip to California, Universal Studios.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Another shot to get in to win coming up at 9 here on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Powered by Raise Ford, where Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Powerball jackpot. No one got it. No one got the $550 million Powerball jackpot.
Okay, so that goes up to what? Like $625 at this
right.
point? Is that enough? Is that enough, Ben? Is that enough for you?
But the feel good, someone won in Kentucky $1 million of it.
Get out. Yep. Really?
Yeah, there's $1 million ticket sold in Kentucky. Lottery has yet to actually say where the ticket was sold.
Did any of us buy a ticket?
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're not
10,
rich.
10, 14, 50, 53, 63, Powerball of 21. Those were the numbers. So there you go. You could be sitting on a ticket worth $1 million because the lottery literally saying someone has it, but they just don't know where yet.
You better check the ticket.
There you go.
Check the ticket.
Feel good. Hopefully you're $1 million richer this morning. Powered by Raise Ford here on 99.7 DJX. Sam Smith, Dancing with a Stranger. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Sports Corner. Sports. Today is the kickoff to the NCAA tournament.
Okay, it was all really
right, basketball tournament.
You didn't really warn me; it was aggressive. So,
Cats taking on Abilene Christian at 7:10 this evening
okay.
On CBS. But the Cards versus Minnesota. That is a lunchtime game, 12:15 on CBS. That's when it goes down.
Productivity goes to an all-time low.
Take a little extra long lunch break there at your work there.
Where's Bob?
And catch the Louisville Cardinals versus Richard Pitino's Golden Gophers.
Bob and Jim have disappeared for a while. What are they doing? They're supposed to bring the reports. The reports are due today.
Which, by the way, everybody's been talking about, like, oh, you know, the whole matchup between the Cardinals and, you know, Rick Pitino's son's
Is that
team?
What they're talking about? Is that your voice about there that people are talking about?
Yeah, there's all the people. Okay. Yeah, and so they actually asked, like, Coach Mack, like, hey,
yeah, is this getting in your psyche?
He's like, no. I love Rick Pitino. He's a Hall of Fame coach. I even asked him and consulted with him before taking the team on.
Really?
You know, before getting hired. He's like, you know, it's a game. It's his son, Richard Pitino. You know, I wish him luck, but not too much luck.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Right.
Let's hope it's a good game and we win.
And I love the people that are like, the NCAA is matching these two up, you know, on purpose.
Like they were sitting in some evil ivory tower saying,
petting a cat.
This is going to be delicious.
We know what we'll do. We'll take Richard Pitino's team and pit them against the Louisville Cardinals.
The backstory is delicious.
People will not stop talking about it.
Yeah. They didn't do that.
Yeah, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. It's just a number 7 seed versus a number 10 seed.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Good time.
That's what it is. There you go.
All right.
So there you are. Sports action. Sports.
The moral of the story is nobody's working today. Everyone's watching basketball.
Yep,
is that what you're saying?
It starts at 12:15, Louisville versus Minnesota, and then Kentucky taking on Abilene Christian, 7:10.
Can you call in basketball to work?
Yeah, well,
can you?
I think a lot of people are going to be doing that.
All right.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
It involves free therapy, and it involves bad decisions and Hanson?
Quite possibly.
Okay.
This is
wild.
All right. The above.
Free therapy on the way. Hang on just a second. .97 DJX. Every week at this time, we kind of offer our show as a little forum for you to ask a question and maybe get the advice and the help of our listeners.
Well, we'd never actually charge you for that.
No.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. So walk us through this issue that you kind of described to us on Facebook.
Right. So I have this tattoo behind my ear in, like, you know, a subtle spot of the name Taylor.
Taylor is the name?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I told my current boyfriend it's the name of my childhood dog that passed away.
When you say it like that, I'm guessing it's not the name of a childhood dog that passed away?
No, not so much. You know, and the problem with that is that I'm actually taking him to my parents' house to meet them this weekend and to explain, you know, preemptively, kind of try to get ahead of it. I kind of, you know, told him that there wouldn't be any pictures of the dog anywhere because the house had burned in a fire and we lost everything.
Oh, my
sorry,
gosh.
What the heck just happened?
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a second. So are you telling me that? Obviously, that didn't happen, right?
No.
So you have lie and then lie number two, which is a big lie.
So,
and I just keep digging myself, like, further and further into this hole of lies.
I mean, you went from 0 to 100 real quick.
I know. Yeah. I'm impressed by this.
Well, I mean, and maybe, I don't know, it wouldn't be a problem, but now I'm kind of freaking out, obviously. You know, what if he asks about the dog or the fire, for that matter?
So you didn't have a childhood dog, and you never had a fire, I'm assuming.
That is correct.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Do we?
So what? Like, what is? There might be a possibility he's not going to walk in, meet your mom, and say, "Oh, the house looks great after the fire," or "Hey, where's Taylor the dog?" Like, there, that could that there is. It's very possible he doesn't say that.
Hopefully not right off the bat, but I mean, I guess in conversation it might come up. But well, here's the problem too, though, is that if he does ask, my mom's obviously not going to know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But also the worst part is like, there are plenty of old pictures of me in the house. So why did those get burned?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, okay. And your beloved childhood dog pictures got
it was
burned.
A selective fire.
Yes. Right.
A selective fire. We only burned a few things.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know that I expected it to last this long, but now I really like him, and I'm afraid that he's going to think I'm crazy and break up with me.
Do we know who's Taylor?
Yeah, why the elaborate lies to cover up who Taylor is? Who is Taylor? Is this an old boyfriend?
Taylor Hanson.
I'm sorry. But,
you said Taylor Hanson, like of the Hanson brothers?
Did you date him?
Mbop?
No, I just love him. And I don't want to remove that tattoo ever. I don't know why I'm embarrassed, but I just didn't want to know if that's what it was.
You're just a super mega fan of Taylor Hanson.
Yes.
So much so you got a tattoo.
You got a tattoo of Taylor
and
Hanson.
You're embarrassed now.
And now you've woven this sea of lies where you told your boyfriend that Taylor's actually a childhood dog, but sadly, no pictures of this dog because there was a fire in your house.
That everything was destroyed in, and your parents know nothing about these lies.
Oh my gosh. You are a piece of work.
That's elaborate.
So now it's like,
that's impressive.
You've got the sweats because he's coming to your house. Or your parents' house in... Okay, wow.
Okay, wait. Oh, do your parents know about the tattoo? Like, if you, like, tipped your parents off that you've kind of dug this hole, would they go along with you on that?
I don't think she goes down... you can't dig yourself even more into this hole by getting your parents involved.
Well, it's like, what's crazier, the fact that you got the tattoo or the fact that you made up all these lies? Then your parents are going to think you're nutty.
What's way the crazy? I don't know.
All right, well, there's plenty of people texting in to suggest how you approach this.
Oh, God,
this
I'm invested.
This is bizarre.
Like, I need to know how the visit goes. Now I'm invested.
All right, well, hey, thank you so much for calling. And if you want to hang out, maybe you can hear how others suggest you approach this.
I feel like Taylor needs to know about your depth of your love for him. That needs to happen, too.
Oh, yeah, Taylor Hanson?
Yes,
yeah,
he needs to know.
That
just kidding. I don't want to make that happen. I don't think he needs to know that.
Listen,
no,
that could be
absolutely
perfect, though.
Not.
Ellen DeGeneres would have Taylor Hanson and this girl on. It could be magical.
And then they could start dating.
Text from a listener, moron. Simple moron. Tell the truth, idiot. Wow.
Savage.
Wow.
Wow, that is just brutal. Wow. Honesty, is it not?
Another text. Parents always have your back. Have them change out pictures before you get there. My gosh. Yeah, just get a stock photo of a yellow lab and put it in these photos. Oh, my gosh.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
502-571-9970. Free therapy.
This song is killing me.
On DJ Hex. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, free therapy. She has a tattoo. It is a heart and it says Taylor and it's for Taylor Hanson.
But she was too embarrassed about that. So she made up this web of lies telling her boyfriend, hey, that was a childhood dog who sadly is no longer with us. It's an honor of that. And oh yeah, by the way, no
pictures
at my parents' house
because
that burned in a fire.
God. Missy texts in and says, dear God, this girl is over the top. She sits on a throne of lies. I mean, it would have been cute to fess up to start with. Now she's just a habitual liar. All
yes.
Right,
well. Okay. Well, yeah, there is that. Trish gave me a new favorite word. Straight up wackadoodle.
Sure.
She needs to come clean.
Another text from Ashley. Wow, that is a boy band fan level I have never heard of before. Does Kelly have a secret NSYNC tattoo we've never heard about?
Hey, don't throw me into this group, but I might get one today.
Okay.
Another text from a listener said, I want to be her friend. Honestly, same girl.
She
she's whack,
fun.
But she sounds fun.
Like she's
a person.
Creative.
you lie to people what your names are when you're out with your friends
absolutely.
At the bar.
Absolutely.
Okay. Time to get a real doctor's advice. Andrew, the love doctor, calls our show all the time.
Oh, my God. Oh, she's buried it deep, man. Oh, Lord. Well, you got to give her credit. She's thinking very elaborate. My God.
She's covering her bases.
No, she's not. She's digging her grave.
Well, that's what she has.
She's not covering her bases.
She thought she was covering her bases.
She's too smart, as you'll say, for her own good.
She needs to come clean, right?
She's got to tell him. He's going to think it's hilarious,
She needs to tell him now before this visit to her parents, because I'm telling you that's not going to go well, because something will slip. But then you guys know as well as I do, one lie leads to what? Another one.
Yes.
And then another one. And then it gets so big, you're so stressed out about everything else that you do, trying to cover it. Now, she's got to come clean now. If he breaks up with her, it's not meant to be. It is what it is. But, yeah, she started that fire big time. She's got to clean that up. Man.
Dr. Andrew. Can I call you Dr. Andrew? Dr. Andrew. So if your girlfriend came to you and fessed up and told you this, what would you say?
Man, I don't know about that one. I mean... She needs to come. She needs to come clean about that as well. She needs to tell him what that tattoo's for.
Hey, Andrew, the love doctor. Thank you as always for your guidance.
You guys are fantastic. Keep on loving people.
All right, thank you, sir.
He's got a tagline. I love it. A couple more texts. Oh my gosh! Somebody's texting a picture of a yellow lab in a wheelchair. R.I.P. Taylor the dog.
Oh, no.
His wheelchair wouldn't go down the stairs, and he.
Oh, no. You guys.
You're not helping.
You guys are.
You're not,
are not helping.
Helping
the situation here by making memes of this poor dog Taylor who never even existed.
She's like, they're offering up the picture. Holly goes, my mom would be down for this. She'd jump in and start adding layers to the lies.
Oh, my gosh.
But then she goes, in fact, have her go to my mom's house and she'll totally pretend that she's the girl's mom. That way, my mom won't have any pics of the girl or Taylor, dog around the house.
LOL. All right. Well, hey, if you want to continue commenting, you can at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook and Twitter.
We have so many helpers.
Free therapy.
It's so great.
Why do I see Debbie and Matt joining in on this too?
Your parents?
Yes. I can see my mom be like, welcome to our home. We live in Florida. Come join. I'll be like, yeah, the house burned down, so we moved to another state.
I don't think this is helping. It's not helping.
At Ben and Kelly Show. Oh. That's free therapy. 99.7 DJX.
Get more bottles. These bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up. God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket. It's on me. Yeah, your grandma will probably know me. Get more bottles. These bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up. God, I'm saying wow.
99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Okay, just one more. Just one more.
Okay. I love that you're playing the song.
Free therapy.
But now I really like her, but I'm afraid that he's going to think I'm crazy and break up with me.
Yeah, because she has a tattoo of Taylor on her head, and she said it was a dog that passed away, and they're not going to see any pictures because there was a fire in the house. None of that is true.
None of that is true. And it's just she loves Taylor Hanson. That's what it is. She loves Taylor Hanson. Bob Taylor Hanson.
All right, one more from Pete. Pete says, she's going to feel real dumb when she sees Isaac tattooed on his junk for the first time and they can't share that really sweet, weird moment. Oh, no.
That doesn't sound like a celebrity's name.
Wait, hang on a second. You like Isaac? And I like... Wait a minute. Oh, my God. Just think.
Zach is all like, where's my tattoo? Yeah.
Check my butt. That's it. We're done. Free therapy on DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, School Supplies Authority. Buy more for your classroom, 30% off select items.
Locations, Louisville and E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
All right, feel good.
It feels good.
We do this every single hour. Powered by Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, everything cheaper by outside the city. Visit RaceFord.com.
You sound exhausted.
I do. Oof, I know.
We do this every hour.
We do it every hour.
It's like heavy lifting.
So, Kansas State University student had like a 3-point shooting contest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ended up winning 52 Qdoba entries, like basically free Qdoba for a year, right?
Okay.
Here's the thing. He doesn't eat Mexican food.
Oh, no. Oh, that's
so
unfortunate. That'd be a nice big prize for someone that really likes Qdoba.
He gave it away to homeless.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So basically he wrote that he wanted Qdoba to stay local because he knows that Riley County is the most food insecure county in Kansas. Okay. And so he donated that to the Kansas's Manhattan Emergency Shelter. So to basically feed the homeless that go into the emergency shelter.
Oh, that's great.
Qdoba actually responded with its own tweet thanking him for such a great gesture and announcing that it would double the amount of free meals.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, good stuff there.
Instead, I mean, he could have just been like, that was nice. I'm not going
to
use it.
I'll just give it to a friend or I'm not going to use it. Right.
And instead, that was a really creative and awesome thing. Way to pay it forward.
Yep. Cameron Koger is his name. So Cameron, doing good there. 152 Qdoba, I guess, meals. One per week.
One a
decided
week.
Wasn't going to use it. So he just donated it to Kansas's Manhattan Emergency Shelter for the Homeless.
Very cool.
There you are. That's your Feel Good, powered by Raise 4. Do them every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We posted it yesterday, but the trailer for Stranger Things 3 is out now.
Yeah, it's all fun and games until like the giant, disgusting, slimy, even worse looking than I remembered before monster shows up.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's supposed to return to Netflix 4th of July weekend or 4th of July.
It's a long time to wait.
Here's the thing.
Still
I mean,
waiting.
If you're really, I mean, you can knock that out in a day.
You're going to have to.
I mean, you can knock it out in a day.
Because once you start diving in the wormhole, you're not turning away. You're not leaving. You got to go the distance. You got to go the distance.
Yeah, you can see the trailer for Stranger Things 3 up on our website at WDJX.com. But yeah, weekend at worst, You could knock it out in a day. Binge watch the entire season.
It's around the holiday. It's like they know. They know you're going to have like a day off work at least.
So I hadn't finished. I need to finish season two. Like I haven't finished season two.
You haven't?
No,
oh,
I just
so disappointed.
I got sidetracked. You know, and so, you
really?
Know, so I got sidetracked by Life Below Zero.
Oh, now
so,
I'm angry.
God,
I'm angry. That's no excuse.
So that's
sir.
My excuse. And so I need to finish Stranger Things season two, to which now my daughters, when I told them yesterday, I was like, hey, Stranger Things 3 is out. They're like, oh my gosh. And I was like, yeah, July 4th. And so then they started talking. I'm like, I haven't finished, because they were like, there's a huge like ending to it or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't know. And so they had to start like speaking in code and whispering. And then they like giving me side eye. So
I'm giving you side eye, front eye, back eye. I don't know if you can do that. I'm giving you all and
all
hand gestures.
Eyes.
Yes.
Oh, I like those hand gestures.
Yes.
Stop.
All that.
All right. So yeah, Stranger Things 3, you can see the trailer. It's out on Netflix July 4th up at WDJX.com.
By the way, the kids have aged quite a bit. Quite a bit. They've grown up.
Yeah, when Dustin has a 5 o'clock shadow, then you kind of know.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, Throwback Thursday. Just small examples of songs that maybe you haven't heard in a long time.
They're not examples. They're the actual songs.
Well,
we just don't play the
whole
thing.
We don't play the entire thing.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like little tasters.
Yeah.
It's just the tip, as you like to say.
Yeah, maybe just the tip of the song,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that is on the way. If you want to hear a song, your requests make up our playlist at Ben and Kelly Show or at 9970JX. Of course, you can always text it in safely.
Safely.
At 502-571-9970. Throwback Thursday next.
Ben and Kelly are throwing it back.
Throwing it back.
Throwback. Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, we got a ton of text messages, probably a dozen of them at 502-571-9970. Kind of alluding to Bop and having to start off Throwback Thursday with this.
Absolutely.
The boys. Who is it? Tyler, Isaac, and...
Taylor!
Taylor.
Taylor was the whole subject.
Taylor, Isaac, and what was the other one?
That's all my name.
Jake. Throwback Thursday. Jay on 99.7 DJX. Your texts make up our playlist. Text from Amber. So I'm going to be driving when y'all start TBT. So got to get mine in now.
Okay.
I'd have no shame.
Yeah.
If I had a NSYNC tattoo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, you don't like? Then bye, bye, bye. Oh, okay.
Kelly's getting her tattoo today.
So, of course, oh, y'all God, should yes. play NSYNC for me and Kelly.
I mean, it might have to be a Sharpie tattoo because I hate needles.
NSYNC forever. Hashtag no shame. DJX. Angela kind of writes a book and says, hey, good morning. Like always, looking forward to Throwback Thursday, but huge favor. I love all the music you've been playing, but Throwback Thursday recently just hasn't been getting me as pumped as usual.
Oh, no.
You know how sometimes you just need to throw your gangster rap on?
Yes.
And deal with your blank? Yeah, that's kind of what day I'm having right now, since I was up all night with two sick kids and have a day cleaning houses. So can we please do some upbeat music to get my butt going this morning?
There you go.
Perfect
for you.
All right, how about a little gangster rap?
Yes.
Before he starred in kids' movies, it's Ice Cube. Yeah.
I can do it, put your hands into it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your hands into it.
Put your back into it.
Put your hands into it. Tick, tick, boom, hit me banging down these back streets. Bumping black street, treated like an athlete. Life ain't a track meet. No. It's a marathon cemetery that a nigga gets buried on. We be coming to the day we die. Yeah. Ask the bartender if you think we lie. But if you think we hot, you can think again. Cause when it's sink or swim, you got to think to win. And if I drink this in, everybody annoy it. Cause I ain't going for it. So pray to the Lord that I don't pull out. Cuss out and bust out. Go to Nick Brown. Make the trigger shout. You can try to smoke an ounce to this. Well, I pronounce this. Baby, bounce them. Mama, move them hips. Baby, shake them cheeks. I got but they you got for we. Will.
Don't stop me, kidding.
I will. I'm gon' do it. Gon' do it. Gon' do it. Do it.
Kids, this was before Ice Cube starred in such films as Are We Done Yet? Anaconda. Barbershop 2. The Book of Life.
Listen.
First Sunday.
Kat was alarmed when you sang the actual lyrics.
22 Jump Street.
It's alarming. 21 Jump Street. Wasn't he in like Ride Along?
Yes, Ride Along. Ride Along.
He was in. First time I've even heard that song.
Friday. Ride Along too.
All the Fridays.
Yeah, Barbershop. All right, yes, so there you go. All for the sure. Just Throwback Thursday. Your texts make up our playlist. Chana says, hey, the office that Soulja Boy.
Of course they do. All the office ladies need some Soulja Boy. Oh, no.
All right. Throwback Thursday. What are we even doing? Throwback Thursday. Here we go.
Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Oh. Why me crack it? Why me roll? Why me crack that Soulja Boy? That Superman. That Now why me you crank that soul? Now why me you crank that soul? Now why me you crank that soul? Now what? Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Why me crank it? Why me roll? Why me crank that soul? The boy that Superman. Now why me you crank that soul? 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 Now what? Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Why me lean that? Why me rock? Superman. Why me crack that Robocop? Super friend, now why me jock? Jocking on them, hate them, man. When I do that, Soulja Boy, I lean to the left, then crack that thing. Now you, I'm jocking on you, I'm jocking on you. And if we get the fight, then I'm counting on you. You catch me at your local party, yes, I crack it every day. Haters getting mad, cause I got me some baby, mate. Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Oh. Why me crack it? Why me roll? Why me crack that
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. requests make up our playlist.
Owen.
Brianna, being a parent is hard, but I caught hashtag Throwback Thursday on time today. Hashtag happy mom. Hashtag, Jamina and Smyrna. There you go.
I
was thinking
Jean Snyder and Smyrna. That's okay. Where she's at. Oh. That's where she's car dancing.
Words are really hard.
They are, and
words
reading
are tough.
Is tough.
Right. Throwback Thursday. With the big ass bra and like Bruce Lee, I got the clout, yeah. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out when I walk in the spot. This is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it. I'm sexy and I know it. Throwback Thursday. Kelly texted and says, you know who I miss?
Who do you miss?
Blink 182.
Oh, it feels so good.
Pop punk action. Throwback Thursday.
All the small things, true care, truth brings. I'll take one lift. You're right.
Thursday. Your requests make up our playlist at Ben and Kelly Show.
You fell asleep at the wheel a little bit there. It was a little bit. Kristen says, hey, can we hear some Backstreet Boys for all my homies with extra chromies? Happy World Down Syndrome Day.
Oh.
Hashtag all in for Alan from Caden and Caitlin.
Oh, hey, girls. Hey, girls. Backstreet Boys larger than life.
Yeah.
God, love it. Love it. Throwback Thursday. DJX.
Happy birthday, Abby. She's listening on her way to school.
Yeah, a bunch of people asking for some old school Usher. Yeah, okay, we got you here. Your requests make up our playlist on Throwback Thursday.
Usher Raymond. Did you know that was his last name? Did you know?
Yes. I did.
Figure it out why I'm so caught up, got me feeling it, caught up.
97DJX. Got a text message. Getting ready to go into my call center job where I have to be quiet and talk to people on the phone all day.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. We need to get loud just a little bit longer.
Yeah, so can you please play me some DMX Party Up? All right, yeah. Get it out now. Get it all out now, right before you walk into work.
Here we go.
Woo!
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here.
To bring it to you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. Alright, all your mans have been to jail before. Suck my dick and all the muffled cats you run with. Get done with, done quick. You go and poke the dog with some bump. Alright, they go to click, click. Now I'm 1-1, all over some dump. Ain't that something? Remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dicks up.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me.
Up in here. Throwback Thursday. 99.70JX. Text from a listener. Guys, I'm currently growing a human.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Well, yeah, it's okay. Well, then we need to play them a request.
I think it's time. He or she was introduced
to who? Oh, yeah.
Fergie.
With Ben's Fergie button.
Hello, oh, wow. Tiny human. This is...
Fergie.
Yes, it's me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Throwback Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
With
Fergie.
Welcome to the show.
Love, step aside. Pop the seats, don't be heavy in the lounge. VIP, cause you know I got a show. Fergie, Ferg, give me love you long time.
Fergie.
All my girls get down on the floor. Back to back, drop it down real low. I'm such a lady, but I'm dancing like a... Cause you know what, I'm... So here we go.
Fergie.
For my Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Oh, we got you.
Yeah, Greg loves a Fergie button.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Kristen says, I feel like I need a clever hashtag in words to get my request played.
You do a little.
How about I just drop all three of my kids off and I'm feeling hella good? Hashtag winning.
Oh, that is, well done. Expert.
Well done.
Fergie.
Love keeps on coming like a thunderbolt.
Fergie. Fergie.
Come here a little closer. Cause I wanna see you, baby, real close up.
Thursday, 99.7 DJX. That was before she was married to who? Blake Shelton? Are they married?
They're not married
they're
yet,
not married.
Honey. No,
they're not?
No, but she's trying to get her marriage annulled so she can marry Blake, apparently. But it's a divorce.
No, we're not talking about Fergie.
I thought you were talking about Fergie.
No, we're not talking. We're talking about Gwen
people.
Stefani. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Throwback Thursday, DJX.
Break. But I got it where I want it now.
Throwback Thursday. 99.70 JX. Text from a listener. Was really confused as to why Fergie kept playing.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just feel it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just fantastic.
Bernie throws in a text that says, late night flight last night. Early meetings equals me beat. Need a pick-me-up.
Oh, here it is.
All right.
Get ready.
Welcome. Throwback Thursday.
For Kim, too. 365.
Cause she cut that question been harassing me in the mind. This girl is fine. I came to the club out in the limb time. Then I play with your panda line. The club wanna say I need to calm down. Security guard gonna sweat me now. Playing drunk, then I'm hooked. Threaten me now. She getting drunk in the club, I mean she working. And then I like to see the female twerking. Taking her clothes off, ooh, she naked. ATL, sorry, don't disrespect it. I put a pop your thing like this. Cause yin yang twin and it's B.I. Lil' John and the Eastside boys with me. And we all like to see Tigo business. So bring yourself over here, girl. And let me see you get low. If you want this dude, now take it to the floor.
To the flow.
If you want to act.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Katie says, the Fergie button automatically makes every song 1,000 times better.
It does. It really does.
Not going to lie. Yeah, no, I'm going to get that. Never going to be not hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we try not to wear it out too much because, you know, we're professional broadcasters, of course.
It can't be worn out. It can't.
Well, imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear in exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding. What a beautiful wedding. Says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame. What a shame the poor groom's bride is a
Fergie.
I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of closing a damn door. No, it's much better to face the
I could not, sorry. We're moving past it.
Oh, God.
Oh. All right. Throwback Thursday.
Oh, God.
By the way, your texts, your tweets make up our playlist at Ben and Kelly Show.
And give us life, really, to be honest.
Welcome, friends.
Have to.
99.7 DJX. Text from Mandy. My 5-year-old approves.
5-year-old approves?
You know, honestly, we do this show with 5-year-old type humor. So, you know,
yeah,
that's
works.
Good. That's
I
good.
Get that.
That's good.
All right.
Yeah. She says, thank you 100% on TBT today and just need some Miley. All right. We got it.
Well, all right then.
All right. Throwback Thursday.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, except. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song.
Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Lindsay, driving my injured husband to Fort Knox this weekend. He's never seen me this lit.
Oh, my God.
Never seen me this lit. Hashtag hands up, pants down.
It's lit.
God, I love that hashtag.
I hope he's okay.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Wait a minute. No, no, no. She wrote hands up, hands down.
Oh.
God, okay. I read
Where
that
is
as,
your brain?
I don't know. I read that as hands up, pants down. Sorry. My bad.
Sorry,
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Hey guys, Haley tweeted, my brother gets married this weekend. Can we play some Buckleback photograph in his honor? I love Buckleback.
Buckleback.
Second, my favorite band.
Listen, Buckleback, my dad and I that was my first concert I ever saw with my dad. It's great. You used to love it.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head? This is where I grew up. I'll dig the prison out and fix it up. I never knew we ever went without. The second floor is hot for sneaking out. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time had better things to do. Criminal record says I've broken twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Last better now than it was back then. If I was them, I wouldn't let me in. Oh, 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 God, I every memory of looking out the back door. I have the photo I was spread out on my bedroom floor. It's hard to see.
Ah, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Leash, listen in my office, but I had to go to the printer, and it said Fergie. And my coworker was like, what did you just say?
Fergie.
You just randomly said it at the copy.
Once you start, you can't stop.
Katie says there's a big game kicking off 12:15 today. Yeah, NCAA tournament. Can we get Return of the Mac in honor of Chris Mack's first NCAA tournament in Cardinal Red?
Look
yeah!
at that!
Oh yeah! Yeah! It's the return of
Perky.
Maybe when you broke my heart, that I had to call my name. I'll show you that I'd win. Your love of mine. All those times I said that I loved you. Your love of mine. Yes, I tried. Yes, I tried. Your love of mine. Even though you know I'd die for you. Your love of mine. Yes, I cried. Yes, I cried.
Chris Mack, first NCAA tournament game in Cardinal Red.
Awesome.
Throwback Thursday at 99.7 DJX. Text from a listener. Y'all just allowed me to become, quote, that mom in the car rider line for the first time. Hashtag mom goals.
Yeah.
Love that.
And by the way, we love all the pictures you guys sent us, too. We got a text of some adorable five-year-old twins just dancing, having the best day ever. I love that. They are so cute.
Ann says, how about a little Jessica Simpson for her having her baby, 10-pound, 13-ounce baby.
Did she walk out and ask for the car keys? What the heck?
The real me is a southern girl with a Levi's on and an open heart. Wish I could save the world like I was Supergirl. Real me used to laugh all night, lying in the grass just talking about love. But lately I've been jaded, life got so complicated.
Forgot what it was like. So now it feels like the weather.
99.7 DJX.
Guys, I think Tasha has the perfect way to end this Throwback Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fergie.
Yeah. Hashtag get it together.
All right, Miss Do Booty, Throwback Thursday.
Bring it back to me. Hit the Players Club for about a month or two. Put a tan on it, then see what it do. I found you, this new booty. Get it together and bring it back to me. Hit the Players Club for about a month or two. Put a tan on it, then see what it do. Get it right, get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight. Get it right,
pretty girl,
get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight.
Girl, I don't need you. You need me. Take it off, let it flop, shake it freely. And I don't tell stories, I let them tell themselves. And you ain't gotta sell, girl, it's sell itself. Like nothing else. Yeah, I'm a country boy, but that big city bottom fill me up with joy. Ain't life grand, live it up, Betty. Here go the whisper song, baby, this is us ready. Put it on me, enthusiastically. Whatever it is that you do it admirably. And I ain't choose it, that thing chose me. It's overcaking it and yang all the way in this thing. Go!
All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. There you go. That is Throwback Thursday.
I'm sweaty.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah, thank you so much for all the tweets, all the texts, all the messages. We try to get to as many requests as we can. Just know that, you know, we can't, but we love it. Lindsay, I'm dying over this being read as hands up, pants down on the radio. We need to get
absolutely
that trending.
Yeah, we should.
Hands
we
up,
should
pants down. Yeah, yes. I can't read very well.
No, so or talk.
I can't talk either. You're right. No. You're right. How I got this job is still a mystery to a lot of people. So, yeah, there you go. Hey, coming up next, it's an opportunity for you to fly away to California, Universal Studios.
For the Glitter Troll Spectacular.
The Glitter Troll Spectacular.
Fergie.
DJ. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hey, Kelly, will you push the button?
No, I'm not pushing the button. You can't make me touch that. You can't make me touch that. I'm not touching
it. Fergie.
No, wrong button.
Okay, that one I'll touch.
Wrong button.
That one I'll touch.
Okay. Ninth caller, 502-571-9970.
I do die a little bit inside every time that happens.
Nah, you shouldn't.
A little.
You shouldn't.
A little.
You shouldn't.
A little.
You're in to win the Glitter Getaway.
Just hit the other one more time. Just one more time. Not that one. Not that one.
Gotcha.
So good. Feel good, powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So, no one won the lottery. Boo. Sad.
But
I guess that could mean, though, that you could have a shot at $625 million.
Exactly. That right. is the other possibility there.
Yes, but there is someone. There was a winning ticket sold in the state of Kentucky for $1 million.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so someone's sitting on $1 million lottery ticket right
it
now.
It was not me.
But
I'm
who
upset
are you?
About that.
Yeah, well.
I did not
so sorry.
Buy the ticket.
Yeah. Can't win if you don't play.
Okay.
So there you go.
Lesson learned.
Yeah. You're right.
Next time.
Lessons are all being learned here.
We still
on
have
the
time.
Show.
We have until the Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
10, 14, 50, 53, 63, and Powerball 21. Those are the winning numbers. And again, $625 million is estimated to be the next drawing scheduled for Saturday night.
Should I play those numbers? Do you think it would hit the same exact numbers twice in a row?
Yes.
Do you think I should play those numbers?
Every time you say those numbers, I'm afraid that somebody's listening right now and realize that's their numbers and they just drove off the road because they're so excited.
Oh, the winner's not listening to us. That's
no,
for sure.
Definitely not us.
No. You're right. We only have six listeners. Forgot.
Yes, too highbrow.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you are. Feel good. Powered by Raise Ford there on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, School Supplies Authority. Buy more for your classroom, 30% off select items.
Locations Louisville and E-Town, online KentuckySchoolService.com.
They're relieved.
So aggressively and, well, it's aggressively cute.
Yeah. Aggressive cute.
Yeah.
That's,
and disgusting.
I've been described as that.
Aggressively cute?
Yeah.
And disgusting?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
I see that.
What's your name?
Kristen.
Yeah.
Winston?
No, Kristen.
Kristen.
Yes.
Kristen. Okay. Kristen!
What is the matter with you?
Kristen! Oh, yeah, you're in the win. Congratulations, Kristen.
Awesome.
Oh, my.
So, Kristen, we've got for you tickets to the Little Merman, the Mercury Ballroom, but then you're in to win that trip to California Universal Studios.
Kristen, I'm so sorry. You caught us at the part of the show where we don't care anymore. So it's
I mean, that's either good or bad. I don't really know what to say.
Exactly. But. It's like we stopped giving effort.
And, yeah.
The filter's gone.
Yes. Yeah. All that.
All right, Kristen. Well, hey, good luck.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Another shot for you to get in at 1 on 99.7 DJX.
This is kind of a wild hour. Like, you never really know what's going to happen.
It is.
Uh-huh.
A wild hour.
That's the fun of it.
There you go. all right. Congratulations. Another shot for you to get in on the Glitter Getaway. 1 o'clock here on DJX. Shorty mixing up the vodka with the liquor. G-Wagon, all the housewives pulling up. I got a lot of toys. 720S pumping Fallout Boy. See the igloo in my mouth and I be grinning. Yeah. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying, wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma more probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying, wow. Everywhere I go, catch me on the block like a Mutombo. 750 Lambo in the Utah snow. Trunk in the front like a Dumbo, yeah. Cut the roof off like a nip tuck. Pull up to the house with some big butts. Turn the kitchen counter to a strip club. Me and Dre came for the. When I got guap, all of y'all disappeared. Before I dropped Sonny, none of y'all really care. Now they always say congratulations to the kid. And this is not a 40, but I'm pouring out the. Used to have a lot, but I got more now. Made another hit, cause I got bored now. Always going for it, never pump fourth down. Last call, Hail Mary, Prescott, touchdown, hey. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying, wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma will probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying, wow. This is your lady fine. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, sports action, of course, NCAA tournament kicking off today. You've got the Cards taking on Minnesota at 12:15. You've got the Cats taking on Abilene Christian, 7:15.
So what you're saying is productivity is taking a nosedive around midday.
Yep, right around lunchtime.
Okay.
So yeah, the Cardinals, 7 seed, Minnesota Golden Gophers, 10th seed. That is at 12:15 on CBS. So there you go. NCAA action. Sports. You didn't have to whip your sports out today.
I didn't. No. I have not. But I have been keeping it
tucked away
in the back pocket.
But if you were to whip it out, what would it sound like?
Wah! That's a warning. I've got some sports coming at you.
Yeah, yeah. Kelly's little sports warning for you.
Some big sports coming at you.
All right. There you go. That's your sports warning.
Too much information.
Sorry.
99.7 DJX.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back, 'cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that this story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile. No, that means I'll have to leave. And the image of you being with someone else, well, it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see smile. No, that means I'll have to leave. No, that means I'll have to leave. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. Even though I might not like this, I think that you'll be happier. I want you to be happier. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirit.
DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly Show. If you haven't gotten on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, you should probably check out our free therapy from this morning.
But now I really like him, and I'm afraid that he's going to think I'm crazy and break up with me.
Yeah. There was a long saga of lies that kind of followed this woman.
And I don't know if it's unexpected or expected, but many, many of our little squad volunteered to join in and continue weaving the lies.
The web of lies.
Offering up their moms.
Which also
her mom.
Started as an innocent Taylor Hansen tattoo.
All sorts of pictures of dogs, most of which in wheelchairs. I'm not sure where the wheelchair came from.
Right.
But yes.
Right. Like, yeah. Don't know why helpers. The dog was injured.
I don't either.
No, I don't think it was.
Maybe it was a nod to the house fire. I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay.
So, if you missed it, you can catch up on the podcast at WDGX.com. The entire show will be up there. Then, free therapy, the segments, and all that stuff.
Sorry, spoiler alert, the house fire didn't happen either. I just need to put that out
there.
Yeah,
sorry for the spoiler.
Yes,
if you were,
everything's fine.
If you were waiting to hear whether the house actually burnt and the dog actually died,
it's just
spoiler,
a lot.
There's neither.
No death, no destruction. Everything's fine. Everything's good.
In another spoiler, make sure you listen to the podcast before you look at all the Facebook comments, because that's just going to ruin everything with all the memes and GIFs that are on there.
So much fantastic.
It'll help explain.
You should check it all out, though. All right.
So, yeah, the podcast right there at WDJX.com. Okay, I'm going to watch basketball. All right. Fun.
Oh, now you're just, I'm out.
I'm out. I'm done.
Okay. Game doesn't start for a couple more hours, but you're
prepare.
Done now?
Got to prepare.
Okay.
Gotta
just going to go
mentally.
Sit, get the snacks ready.
Yeah.
Go stare at the vending machine for a good 20 minutes before you make your decision.
Yeah, I'm typically like that.
And then ask someone to borrow money for the vending machine.
I got a dollar. I can probably do it. All right, guys. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
The most nonstop music in Louisville on 99.7 DJ.